With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The annual March for Life, a noontime rally on the National Mall, featured a lineup of pro-life religious and political leaders, including House Speaker Mike Johnson. Afterwards, participants marched to the U.S. Capitol building and Supreme Court on behalf of the unborn and pro-life policies. GOP Congressman Chris Smith of New Jersey says the Biden administration is a major obstacle for the pro-life cause.
President Biden, the abortion president, has weaponized the entire federal bureaucracy to aggressively promote abortion on demand, including a full court press to force taxpayers to pay for it.
Congressman Smith says the pro-life movement remains stronger than ever, even with the new legal challenges. Also at SRNNews.com, home sales dropped last year to their lowest level in nearly three decades, blamed in part on high mortgage rates. Jackie Quinn has more.
The National Association of Realtors says 2023 was the worst year for sales in nearly three decades. Just over 4 million homes were sold, which is a drop of 18.7% from the year before. Economists say the Fed's interest rate hikes pushed up mortgages as high as 7.79% last year. It not only crushed house hunters' buying power, it also led to a shortage of inventory. The National Association of Realtors reports the median home price edged up to a record high just below $390,000. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Wall Street higher and may break past its all-time high set 2 years ago before high inflation. All three major indexes now are up well over 1%. This is SRN News. A Christian school in Iowa is arming itself. SRN's Michael Harrington with that report.
Stunned by the deadly shooting at Perry High School this month, officials at Siouxland Christian School in Sioux City say they will authorize a select group of staff members to carry guns on campus. Superintendent Lindsay Lorich says, quote, "We must employ all the tools and resources at our disposal in order to be prepared for the worst-case scenarios. Teachers and children should not be afraid to come to school." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China's new patriotic education law went into effect on January the 1st, and religious freedom advocates are concerned. The legislation specifically states that the government is greater than any faith or deity, and that state law supersedes all religious doctrines. It's already illegal in China to worship outside of a government-controlled church. This is SRN News. Residents in Port-au-Prince have made barricades to defend themselves after gang members raided a key community in Haiti's capital.
The pop of automatic weapons had echoed throughout the Salino district on Thursday as thick columns of black smoke rose above the neighborhood, where frantic residents kept calling radio stations asking for help. René Auguste, a resident who's protesting, calls for the entire country to rise up to make Prime Minister Ariel Henry respond. He says we can no longer resist insecurity by gang. The attack could mark a turning point for the gangs. If Salino falls, gangs would have easy access to other neighborhoods. I'm Charles Diladesma.
Mexican Marines have detained one of the top leaders of the Gulf Drug Cartel, the gang that kidnapped four Americans and killed two of them in March 2023. There had been a $150,000 reward for his arrest. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.